Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Right now, we've got news of another business leaving downtown Buffalo. And to join us, friend of the show, Councilmember Mitch Nowakowski. Mitch, welcome back.
Hey, Beamer, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for jumping on such short notice. Mitch, you know, you know this by now. I am Mr. Downtown. I want downtown Buffalo to come back and be better than ever. But we continue to get news like we have today of Ted's closing their door on Chippewa. That's got to sound the alarms at City Hall.
It does. And so to break down, you know, representing Chippewa, Allen, you know, Cobblestone, the entertainment districts, and hearing from vendors, I can give you a little bit of why this isn't too much of a shock to me, but it's very sad to me. So the fact is that we just don't have the critical mass of workers anymore. And then even with workers coming back hybrid, they're not coming to lunch for a variety of reasons. You know, I think part of it is economics and the cost of it, but ultimately they're living, you know, we're living these completely different lives post COVID when it comes down to working. And I think sometimes you might feel this way too. You know, people work all these different hours. Some of them work in or later, some of them are earlier. That whole social norm of when we would go to lunch to recreate and go to a place like Ted's is gone. But ultimately, another thing I wanted to tell is when it comes to Uber Eats, so you're probably thinking, okay, Uber Eats could help a business. But what most folks don't know is that restaurant has to pay 30% to Uber Eats. So it costs the restaurateurs money just to even get their orders out of the door, that they're not making that much of a profit. So because of these economic conditions of lack of density, lack of people coming downtown to work, people just not going out to lunch, bringing it there for maybe economic reasons, is just really insult to injury. But it's going to be a while we work out these dynamics of trying to make businesses a go down here.
Now, Mitch, as you said, I mean, that's right there in your district. And, you know, we keep hearing every year, right? 20% of offices will be welcoming back employees. And now for 2026, 30% of businesses that have work from home are either going to introduce hybrid or make their employees come back full time. Are you hearing this from any of the businesses that are downtown that they will be having more in-person workers starting in 26?
I am, and I'm hearing it more for, you know, because when I came public about this, I had people come up to me and they say, I hear you're trying to get me to get back into the office. And I'm like, yes, you know, as a urban planner that studied at Upstate and some that works at City Hall, yeah, I want critical mass in a city. But yes, I'm hearing that more employers are saying a hybrid model, not just because of the economic you know, benefits that we get down here because of having workers. But ultimately, I think that people and companies are saying, wait a minute, we could do a lot of this remote, but so much gets lost in communication and translation when you're working and not even meeting who your coworker is or seeing them in person. I think that it hurts the workforce. So I think that for a variety of reasons, I am hearing that more people are saying, look, you might not be, 40 hours in the office, but you got to come back, 2 to 3 days a week. And if you go to, I'll never forget, I sat at Public Espresso downtown and one of the owners came and tapped me on the shoulder and said, look, M&T coming back and bringing their employees hybrid has saved this business. So I've heard it from right from the horse's mouth about the critical, mass and density of people directly correlating to successful businesses.
And, I look at, there used to be a time where there was always stuff going on downtown, right? In the summer, you had the M&T concert series. There were more restaurants, more just lunchtime only restaurants. And, it's a build back. But I mean, Mitch, you see, all these restaurants that have left, and places like Tutant that was, I don't remember ever walking in there and it not being packed with people. That's the one that probably shocked me more than anything. On this trajectory, as we are going to see more people downtown, Ingram Micro is welcoming 1,000 people downtown. When do you think we might start seeing this tide turn? Do you have any indication that this trajectory could change and we could start seeing maybe a business want to come back downtown?
I do. I think that a lot of it comes down to muscle memory, too, of once you get people down here, you get people into that system of thinking of, okay, these are the normal hours of operation here, and we want to go out for lunch, or we ultimately want to go for happy hour. So representing these areas, too, Chippewa, they said, we've lost the happy hour. Younger generations don't come to happy hour. And I also think that the margins to run a restaurant just aren't there anymore for not only because of labor costs, but the cost of food, the cost of vendors, the cost of rent. All those things are going up, making those margins for restaurateurs smaller. So we have to not only bring critical mass and bring density from workers downtown, we have to start supporting local businesses and making sure that they have, the opportunities to make a living. Because a lot of the restaurateurs down here just say, look, we're running really thin here when we're getting profit margins, where we have the younger generation not consuming alcohol as much and buying drinks, which usually restaurants need to turn a profit. There's more use of cannabis drinks, so people aren't relying on to-go orders of drinks too. And then ultimately the younger generation not going to happy hour. And then they ultimately like ticketed events. They don't just show up at a concert like you and I would say, oh, Saturday 9 o'clock, we're down there. The younger generation are showing trends that they would rather purchase a ticket at a ticketed event. It's got to be a theme, Taylor Swift night or something like that to then garner their attention. So a lot of it is, yes, bringing density and critical mass down here, but it's also just changing up how we do business down here to meet this new economy.
Back to the working from home thing, and somebody coming up to you and saying, "I hear you want to get me back in the office." I mean, if everyone worked from home, that wouldn't be sustainable. Not just in Buffalo. If every city, a majority of the workforce, or even a third of the workforce, was working from home, that would hurt any size city. That's just not a sustainable plan, right?
Thank you. No, it's not. We rely on economic activity. We rely on people having to drive their cars, get gas, buying coffees, buying lunch, walking past retail, maybe using stores that are closer to work than home. It's not sustainable. A world that is just remote will not only lose economic activity and sales tax that municipalities need to thrive, you also lose your culture. You lose who you are as a city. These restaurants and establishments and venues, they're truly the backbone of Buffalo that make us unique is our cuisine, is our food, is our entertainment, are our venues. And it's not sustainable anywhere if we live this, completely remote life.
I know we talked about this on Sunday, but, Sean Ryan, he and I, we disagree on a few things. But one thing I agree with him is the idea of bringing Thursday in the Square back and, how that would help restaurants. You look at tonight, right? Paul McCartney downtown, and we know how important big events like that are to restaurants. If you had a built-in day once a week, like Thursday in the Square, if I remember correctly, half the crowd would go and be at the bars downtown after the show. And it got to the point where no matter who's on the stage, people are that's an appointment. People are coming downtown and going to that show. How important is bringing something like that back where even people who don't work downtown are regularly going weekly downtown?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's super important, because then it then shows people from the outer ring suburbs that they come down here, and those misconceptions of, oh, it's too dangerous, it's not safe, I have nowhere to park. If you get the right entertainment and you get people down there and people are enjoying themselves, it seems that all those gripes seem to just wash away. And it's critical when we're bringing, these types of events back. And I don't know if you remember, but because I wasn't old enough to come downtown then, but do you remember when the Goo Goo Dolls, played, in Niagara Square?
I mean, I was there in the rain.
We got to get creative, like, yep. In the rain. Yeah, we got to get creative and do stuff like that. I mean, this is our city, and, coming from a place of no is only going to spiral us backwards. And so, to me, I hope that that creativity and that momentum is seen in a Sean Ryan administration.
No lie, Mitch. I was in that show, It Starts Raining. At the time, my mom worked at Gibson, McCaskill, and Crosby, which their offices looked into the circle there. And we went up there, but decided that, I want to be part of the crowd. Went back into the rain for the rest of the show. It was a great time. 4th of July, 2004. It was totally worth it. And I agree with you. I mean, seeing those, I'll never forget seeing that many people downtown. The only other time I remember seeing that many people in Niagara Square was the Sabres loser rally when they lost to the Stars in 99. That was the closest that we came before the Goo Goo Dolls. Now, you mentioned crime. And when I do this topic, because, I'm always focused on downtown. When I do this topic, people say, they are scared. They are not scared, but afraid. They don't want to put up with the threat of crime. And just a few days ago, we had a shooting on Chippewa. I mean, how important is it to have that police presence at events like this so people do feel safe when they're downtown?
It's incredibly important that that we have a strong emphasis on public safety, and that people have the trust that when they come down here that they're going to be safe. There are certain things where a perception is reality. So I understand that if you perceive something to be dangerous, and that's your reality. But what I really want to stress is that there are targeted incidences that happen, but we can't use that whole big brush to cast it in downtown Buffalo. Especially with the incident on Chippewa, it's an extremely terrible situation where it appears to be very targeted. So it was just happened to be in the general location and vicinity of Chippewa. But that people, I want, folks to know that establishments, restaurant owners, B District Police, myself, Chippewa owners, the Alliance, there are people that are down here that put an emphasis and know that it comes to public safety takes all of us. And strong communication, and that, it's something that we all make it, incredibly important to us when we're doing large scale events, but ultimately to protect our entertainment districts.
Mitch, obviously, again, the news today that Ted's is closing their downtown location. Do you think that we will see more like this before it gets better? Or how quickly do you think we might see the result of people downtown? We might see more people downtown. What do you think the next few months for downtown Buffalo means heading into, as we keep talking about, the big NCAA tournament in March?
I think that oftentimes, sometimes the winter is tougher because of the our weather. And so the walkability, it becomes a little bit tougher. So I think that it's going to be a little harder before it gets better. But ultimately, when we have new restaurants and new ownership like the Tap House, which I think has some of the best wings in Buffalo, and our entertainment venues and Chippewa Alliance trying to come back strong and to plan events, for the spring, I think that we'll see a cycle of about 6 to 8 months where we have a lot of people that are trying to, come together to see and reimagine what downtown looks like, what Chippewa looks like, what our entertainment looks like, because we know it won't go back to the way it used to be, but we'll adapt to new times. And a lot of that is identifying the issues and then tackling it head on, this winter.
One more question, and this is related but not related. The Buffalo News seems to just have learned that we don't have enough hotel rooms to host big events. I don't know where they've been the last few decades, but they had an article a few days ago about, the lack of hotel space. Mitch, obviously we talk so much about the Adams Market and what's going to happen with that, but how difficult is it to bring someone in to say, this is what we want? Yes, this is where we are, but we need more hotel rooms. I mean, it seems like one can't work without the other, but we can't get the other without the one. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like a chicken and the egg situation. It's like, well, what comes first and who's going to make the first move? And that's what's tough. And what's tough is, banks aren't lending, and, if they are, then it's at a high rate. And then people are saying, look, I need a quick return on my investment. New builds and construction are expensive. So right now it's just a tough economy. But the fact is that I think if everyone comes together and say, this is what I can commit to, this is what we're looking for. We want to be a strong, competitive, world-class city that brings in large-scale events. But it also almost has to, Buffalonians, we have to change our mindset where we're like, we like ourselves, and then when we have outsiders come in, we're like, wow, why are we doing that? But the fact is, it's a strong city that's competitive, has the amenities to hold large-scale conventions and events and concerts and sports and entertainment, and it's a big part of and big role of a city.
Two more questions. The NCAAs, again, in March. Now, to your knowledge, do most people who are in town for that event stay downtown, or do they go to the suburbs? Do we know from past events?
We don't have any hard data, and that's the data that I actually want, because when we were talking about the occupancy tax, is I believe that people stay in downtown Buffalo. That they're not, that they might go to Airbnbs or other accommodations that might be spread across maybe the city or in other suburbs, but for the most part people come to the city of Buffalo. They're taking pictures when they're not at there. They're taking pictures of our architecture. They're walking around our city. So I believe with no data that they are staying in the accommodations in the city of Buffalo.
Final question. We talked about this race, but I don't think I asked you this question straight up. Zellner Rivera, are you endorsing anyone, or are you going to kind of sit back for a few months?
I'm going to sit back for a few months. The fact is, that committee, that Senate seat is a little bit of Buffalo. I think it's like 20% of the city of Buffalo, and then the rest are the burbs. So I want the chairs and the people in Amherst, City of Tonawanda, Grand Island, I want them to step up, speak up. And during the Democratic Committee, meetings that we're going to have, I'm a vice chair. So I want people to feel free to voice who they want in that race and ultimately who the committee will make a decision to endorse.
Mitch, I always appreciate your time. And I'm sorry that I asked so late today, but I appreciate you making a few minutes for us. And I hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
You too. Thanks, Beamer.
That is Buffalo Common Council member Mitch Nowakowski. When we come back, your thoughts. The state of downtown Buffalo. I know, Joe, you keep talking about this. I'm going to talk about it every time a business leaves or a business comes into downtown Buffalo. I root for downtown. I don't care. I root for downtown. I want downtown to be close to the downtown that I see all these pictures of. Now, I know it's not going to be retail and what it used to be, but I root for downtown. So the state of downtown Buffalo, your calls after the news on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.